Welcome to the Online Marketing Alchemist Podcast. On the Online Marketing Alchemist Podcast, we cover how to grow your online business and market your magic in a way that has your ideal client raising their hand and pulling out their credit card, all while using spiritual practices and modalities to help keep you regulated and aligned. I'm your host, Jess Angelini. Let's dive in. I am calling out the coaching industry's dirty little secret today. And in my opinion, that is undervaluing the very people who help us succeed. I am so passionate about this and I am so fired up. And I want to start by saying I might offend you during this episode. And if I do, just know that that's an invitation for you to look at how you can move differently in your business as a leader. It's not to shit all over you or say you stink. Honestly, most people were taught this. And what I'm trying to do in this episode is challenge the way that you're thinking about it. But I'm also going to be really honest and raw. And if that upsets you, that's all right. I think you should keep listening regardless, because this is really important. And we have to do better as an industry. And if you watch reality TV or Bravo, you know that there's a little bit of a reality reckoning happening, which we can talk about that another time. But I think that in the coaching industry, we are having our own version of that, where lots of people are being called out. We're talking about the long game. We're talking about practices that aren't equitable and trying to upgrade our industry, right? And one thing that I'm not seeing as many people talk about is the fact that so many people are investing tens of thousands of dollars into coaching and mentorship, retreats, programs, skill building. That's great. But then they also think that they're entitled to cheap labor that will move mountains for them inside of their business. And that is just not going to happen. It's not part of the reality. And I think this is a nuanced conversation. I'm going to do my best to acknowledge all the nuanced things and tell you how you can do better and how you can operate within this as a leader who is fair and who is going to be, you know, able to break through some of this, because I think we're not taught a lot of this, right? We're not necessarily taught hiring and what things should pay. And oftentimes we assume things are easy and we don't realize all the work that our teams do for us and all the different steps that they're taking to help make us a success. So I want to dive into that today. I am really sick of the coaching industry not valuing their teams and contractors. I personally believe that it is part of our duties as leaders and coaches who are building a better and more equitable world is to know how to value what we are doing and what our teams are doing. I remember when I started my business, I was part of a community that taught brand new coaches to charge an arm and a leg for their programs when most of them had little experience doing what they were doing, or at least in a coaching, you know, program setting. And simultaneously teaching them that social media, copywriting, all that kind of work was a job you could get from an unpaid intern or somebody who you could exploit and not pay very much, who would do the work for you. And they would want these massive results with little or no involvement on their part as well. That's what was so crazy. Like, they wanted their Instagram to grow, and their views and their comments to grow. And they were not willing to work with, send content to the person they're working with, right? And I find personally, after running my agency, I have some clients that I'm doing some more CMO style work with, which I'll get into later in the episode. But I find that successful coaches have a tendency to, not always, but they have a tendency to feel entitled to support, to views, to engagement, to people who maybe they say, oh, well, I'll put you in front of this person, give me a good deal, and I'll help you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. And I think, you know, that's something that a lot of people preach, like, oh, Gary Vee used to say, like, find someone who's up and coming and follow them around and work for free or for nothing for them for months and months and months. Eat shit, he says, right? There's something to that, but then there's also something about knowing and recognizing that some of us are a little delulu, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but following and finding someone like Gary Vee, like, many of us are not Gary Vee, you know, and we're not necessarily growing this huge brand, and we're not going to find someone to do that for us. Like, Gary Vee, when he started his personal brand, had already built, you know, this big agency. And I think what's important for us to remember is oftentimes I see people that are entitled. They think that they're going to find someone young and hungry to follow them around and, you know, with a camera and, you know, do everything for them for free or for super cheap. And then you'll rise and they'll rise with you. But the truth is that if your team is not able to have their basic human needs met, then you are failing as the leader. You should not expect someone to work for you and not be able to pay for groceries or food. Inflation is insane. If you're going to take someone's labor, you have to make sure that you are in some way having a value exchange with them that is equitable. I personally think if someone's doing done for you work, you really should not be trading for coaching. I know that's like a case by case basis. Like that's, you know, a lot of times for the person who is doing the work, that's up to them to decide if it's worth it. But you have to understand how much work goes into done for you work. It's not as easy as you think. And what often happens is people just think that they are entitled to views, engagement, comments, support at a certain price point because they have created some sort of influence or a good amount of revenue in their business. Or maybe they have a great network and that means that they should just be able to wave a magic wand and have it translate online. Well, I have these established people. I've spoken on these established stages. I'm in these established groups. Why does my online presence not, you know, translate that? Well, the truth is that you do have to put in the work, whether you have a giant audience or no audience online or in your life. You have to put in the work for growing and building your online presence. It's not just handed to you. You can buy an Instagram account that has a million followers and it's going to be trash. It's not going to translate to anything for you because there's not going to be actual fans on that page of you. It's just going to be fake. So when you look at these big name people or other people who are doing a really good job on social, they are really involved in some way, whether that is that they are hiring a really pricey team to come and film them a certain times a week, film their events, execute with them. Like they are content machines. You think it's easy, right? Well, I'm just going to do this and I'm just going to do that. No, it takes a lot of work and energy to get a single post out into the world or to get a content plan out into the world. And you have to value that. And spoiler alert, being truly successful with your content means you have to put in the work. So many people think that they don't have to do anything. They're just going to hand it off and run away. And if you want to do that, that is something you could do. But then you have to be prepared for what those results are going to look like. You have to be realistic with yourself as the leader, as the chief visionary, as the chief embodiment officer, as the chief marketing officer of your business. You have to be realistic with yourself as to how much you're going to put in versus how much you're going to get. And this has to do with investment level on all the things, on time, on money, on team, on energy. Those things all matter with the return that you're going to get, right? Okay, so the next part of this is marketing plans, which I've kind of talked about a little bit, but in both my programs, which right now the portal is enrolling and it's my number one main core program, or in my VIP one-on-one client packages, which I do have a couple availability spots for, but they're filling up really fast actually with no marketing, which is awesome. I essentially become your CMO in both of those packages. So it's much bigger, much more than social media content. Like that is an important and a major piece of what we're doing, but we're also looking at your marketing plan as a whole and your content as a whole. So when I become your CMO, whether that is for 6 months, 12 months, whatever that is, we are in partnership. You have a launch buddy. We're launching your programs. We're looking at your data and we're pulling out your message out of you, right? And when I'm doing that work with people, what I find is that most coaches don't actually realize how much goes into their marketing. Let's use social media as a specific example because I think it's a great example. One post, right? Can you just get this post up today? It's my least favorite thing when I had clients, when I had an agency. Can you do this? Like, we need this done today. Okay, well, I need to, number one, design, right? The one post sounds easy, right? Just get a post up. No, there's a lot of work that and intentionality that goes into a single post. There's a larger plan that you're plugging into, right? A larger strategy. Hopefully you're not just posting every day with no like real intention, no strategy. You're not driving to something specific, but also you have to think about creating the design. Even if you're using something simple like Canva, that still takes time, intentionality, formatting, tweaking, all of that. Or more likely today, you're using Canva, but you're also editing a reel. So you're editing a reel, whatever that looks like. You're slicing clips together. You're pulling a little clip out of a larger clip for B-roll, right? And you're plugging that in. You are doing, there's so much you're doing. Like you are editing a video down, timestamping it, editing it. Even if you're using an AI tool, you are reviewing it, making sure it's actually good, downloading it, uploading it, selecting the cover that is going to go on top of that video. Then you're writing the caption to go with it. So already right there, that's two separate jobs. Technically, it's three separate jobs, right? So far, which we'll go into at the end, but you're writing the caption. That has a lot of stuff to take into account there. What's the hook? How are we leading them in? Are we telling a story? How are we painting that picture? How are we tying it in a bow? What is the call to action? Like these things matter, right? And then there's scheduling the post, making sure it goes out, cross-referencing to make sure that it looks right once it's out there, putting it on your Instagram stories to maximize reach. Maybe you are reformatting that same post for Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or whatever, and tweaking the call to actions to make it work for that specific platform and their needs. Okay, so that's all that goes into one post, right? And if you are just posting on one platform, that's fine. But you can make this a lot easier if you're working with a CMO, if you're working with a team. I'm not saying that if you can't hire the most expensive team ever, it's not worth it. I have a very affordable team right now. It's an equitable team, but it is a doable team for me with where I'm at in my rebuild. But here's the thing, I have mastered the pieces I need to master so that my team can take it and run with it and do what they need to do with it. And when we look at putting a post out by itself, there's a designer or a video editor role right there, right? There's a copywriter role. There is a VA role, more admin role that's like posting it, scheduling it, cross-referencing it, right? So these are all different technical roles that a lot of people expect one person to be able to do for $15 an hour, right? And it's just not what we're, you have to just think about that, right? In terms of what you're doing and what you're offering. You have to be real with yourself about that. I have a content system that's ironclad. I have it on lock. This is what I do. And me as a CEO, I'm also my own CMO and I'm also my own CEO, double E, like chief embodiment officer. Okay. So I know what my role is in that and I lead my team on that. And I have very specific systems to help me get the most of what I'm doing. And I get a lot of juice for the squeeze of what I do and with my what my team does. What I don't expect my team to do is to be able to do this part, to actually like create from nothing, to be able to pull out things from a piece of content that sucks or is lackluster. To be honest, you have to get real with yourself. If you don't have good content to begin with, good marketing plans, good ways of creating that content initially, you're never going to be able to have team come in and execute it, even if you do hire the best team ever. Trust me, I had at different points been hired with my agency from really great people because I love them. And at the time, I maybe wasn't as much strong and convicted about what I needed from clients. And I would just try to make it work. And it always pained me because I knew I needed more from the client. And so when you have that on lock, you have to understand what you are able to do. If I don't do the work myself up front and I don't lead that strategy, if I don't know what I'm doing and create the core pieces of content, which is a system that I teach, a CPC system, if I don't do that, my very talented team who I love, who has their specific skills, cannot do their job. They can't help me with it. I have a very specific role in it. And the price of coaching has gone up so much in the past few years, which is fine, right? I'm not saying that's bad, but I don't see it leveling out with how much people are paying their teams. I don't see it leveling out with how much they're expecting their teams to make. Just because you want to invest, you know, a certain amount in coaching, mentorships, finding those best things, that's great. Like, that doesn't then mean that if you want to hire a team that's amazing, you have to expect them to be able to pay, you're going to pay them so little because you already spent all your money in coaching, in the coaching aspect of it. You have to be smart about this and you have to think about this. If you want to invest in the best coach or mentor, you have to be willing to take some time to invest in the right team eventually that's going to commit to you and help you grow over the long haul. Don't get me wrong, I invest a lot in coaching myself. And I have definitely, since I started my business many, many moons ago, invested over six figures in different mentorships, programs, skill building, certifications, coaching. And I have almost always felt like it was worth it. I always get in what I put out. I'm not saying it's not worth it, but what I am saying is that on the team side of this, we have to be able to shift how we think about this and start being okay with investing certain amounts of money to get that kind of support. So for example, if you are willing to drop 60K on a mastermind, but 3K a month for a social media marketing team or a marketing team in general is too much, I'm not saying that that's the wrong choice. I'm just saying you have to be honest with yourself about if you're hiring a cheap team or a team that is maybe more within your budget, or you're you know, saying that you want to do XYZ on XYZ budget, that's fine. You just have to be realistic with yourself. Again, I don't think it's good on the coaching industry for us to expect people to not have their basic needs met. And there's a thing about you may not be able to afford certain levels of team at certain time in your business. That's fine. I'm not saying you need to spend all your money on your team, because trust me, that doesn't end up serving you in the long run either. What I am saying is you need to be well-resourced. If you're investing in a coach and you know that price is a little bit more of an investment, amazing. What I see as a problem in the industry is what we expect from team, from contractors, and at what price point we expect it. We want to make sure that we're paying equitably. Whatever that means, wherever your person is living, whether it's in the US or abroad or wherever, making sure that you are paying someone at an exchange rate that is actually equitable for that person, right, is key. And understanding what their strengths are and what your role is as the CEO. Because the amount of times I've had people come to me and they're like, I hired a social media manager and she sucked. And you know what? A lot of social media managers do suck. A lot of coaches suck too. And guess what? When I would look at their page and then I would say, okay, well, actually, what are you giving her, right? What are you giving this person to work with? How are you leading her? Oftentimes, maybe it wasn't necessarily her fault. Maybe the CEO or the coach, the business owner, I work with many different kinds of businesses where this has been the case, didn't give their team member what they needed to succeed. And a lot of times our team can be a little bit scared of us and of our power dynamics, right? We're paying them. So it's important that we make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable. And that's where you get the right support that is going to hold you accountable and help show you how you can better show up as the embodiment of your role. Do not blame the person you hired when they aren't set up for a win, or when you are not paying them an equitable wage and then wonder why you're not seeing the results, right? Or you're paying them, maybe they are newer and they are down to work for you for a very affordable price and it feels worth it to them. You're going to have to put time and effort into training them then, right? Like, that's fine, but you just have to know what to expect. And, you know, for me, bottom line, as an industry, we have to get real with ourselves about what we're willing to invest our time, our energy and our money into, and what kind of results we're going to get out of it. And on top of that, what kind of leader we are being in that process, how we are leading that team. And if you know that marketing is not your strong suit, but you know you need some support with like what you should be working on when, maybe you do even have some team and you want to know how to better utilize them, lead them, guide them. The portal, my program, is opening up, and this is exactly what we do in the portal. you are going to learn how to launch your program, workshop, retreat, whatever it might be, your offer, in a way that actually converts, that actually sells, right? You are going to learn how to do this. This is so important. I have a very specific 31-day sequence you will use that is designed to trigger the unconscious mind of your audience and your ideal client and help you let them know, like, hey, this is a great fit for you. And also, if you have team, you'll know exactly like what you need to be working on and when. And if you don't, you're going to then, regardless if you have team or you don't have team, this applies. So many of us just post and pray, right? We just post and then we're like, okay, please universe, please goddess, please angels, ancestors, help me like achieve this goal. And you're just posting and you're hoping it works, but there's no real strategy at play. You aren't working a system and that is keeping you stuck. So for your next launch, if you want to get to the point where you're starting to sell out your launches consistently, you've got to learn how to do this strategically. And that's what I do inside of the portal. I teach you my signature campaign launch plan that helps you actually learn how to build a true campaign, which is a launch plan, a strategy. And the kind of money that you want to make is on the other side of this as well. By the way, also in the portal, you get embodiment work. Because the other thing that stops us is our own BS. We freeze, we fight, we run, you know, the flight, freeze, fight thing. Like that's a thing we do during our launches too. And we have to be able to know and understand how to combat that, how to break through that so that we can show up in our business fully embodied. And when those tough moments of the launch comes in, when you're not sure if it's going to work, when you want an Irish goodbye, when you're saying, what do I do? It's not working. Do I extend it? All these things that come up, right? Or what's my role in this? How do I get my VA involved? All those things, like we're just going to have you focus on exactly what you need to focus on to convert. And I have a 6-month option. And after 6 months, you can go month to month, or I have a 12-month option. And the 12-month option is going to be the most popular this time around, I'm sure. Most of my clients end up re-signing anyway. And I have a fast action bonus for the first 3 people who enroll in the 12-month version of the portal, which is the same. You're just in it for 12 months. You're locked and loaded at that price point. But also, you get a VIP strategy and breakthrough day with me. And you can do it in person in my home in LA if you are interested in that. So if you're interested, links to enroll will be in the show notes. You can enroll right away. You don't have to get on a call with me if you don't want. If you do want to get on a call with me or chat, I do not do high ticket, high pressure. Everything is transparent. I will be honest with you. If I don't think it's a fit, I end up turning more people away than signing more people usually per launch. So if you aren't sure if this is for you, I will never pressure you. Just reach out. We can chat and I can help you decide if this is the right fit for you. So feel free to enroll in the show notes, or if you want, you can message me the word CMO on Instagram and we can chat to see if it would be a fit. All right, I will see you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is not lost on me how valuable your time is, and the fact that you want to spend it here with me is just mind-blowing and means the whole wide world to me. If you could think of a business bestie who would really love this episode or who would get a lot out of it, make sure to send it to them. And make sure you take a screenshot of you listening and share this in your Instagram stories and tag me so I can repost you and talk more with you about the episode. Please let me know too if you have any questions or want me to go deeper on anything. I am a generator in human design, so I respond very well to your questions, your insights, and your requests for further clarification on anything I'm sharing. And you probably listen to a million podcasts, so you already know this, but I'm going to ask anyway. If you want to help me get this show out there to more people, please leave a review and actually write that review. That really, really helps us get this show out to more people. And that's really my mission, is to get my audience bigger so that I can make a bigger impact and have a bigger ripple effect on the world. And if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out. My Instagram is at jess.angelini, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-I. Alrighty, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much.